Oh, hi, and hello, football fans. It's time for the Hurry Up. Matt Moneysmith, Handsome Hank,
hello.
And Matt Harmon, all in Studio 66. We have a great deal to get to. We'll give proper hellos in a minute. Like I say, Hurry Up is here. Our pal Elliot Harrison says the Steelers are the number one team in his power rankings. I start with you, Matt Moneysmith.
I like all three phases of the ball that the Steelers are employing. They can run, they can pass. You know what reminds me of 1978? Think about the AFC divisional round playoff. That's what this team reminds me of.
Who's your one? Who's your 32, Matt Moneysmith?
32 is the Bears.
Correct.
Instead of the Browns, because the Bears actually had expectations for this year, spent money in the offseason, and were peddling hope to their fan base. The Browns are like, yeah, whatever. We're going to draft Deshaun Watson number one overall. Just roll with us. Number one, the Pats. They're 2-0 without Tom Brady. It looks like they've got every phase of the game covered, and I think you'd be foolish to pick anybody but.
If you're listening post that game and the Texans have taken them down, then
I'll feel like a fool.
Your brain, and the Texans may well win that game, but let's not go too heavily into that one. Handsome Hank, I'll say you. 1-32.
I can't agree with money on the number 32, only because the Browns are so bad that, I mean, and actually my team is about to play them this weekend, so I could end up looking like a fool here.
You lost to number 32.
But I do think that they are number 32 just in terms of talent. They've been incredibly unlucky, and I feel terrible if you're a Browns fan for everything that's happened to you over the first 2 weeks of the season. But they are the worst team in the league. And I agree. I think the Patriots, until someone beats them, they're number one. And again, I'll be proved an idiot by the fact that the Texans will have done by the time you're listening.
Matt Harmon, how say you?
I'm going to stay with money on 32. I think the Bears have literally a good player in Alshon Jeffrey, and that's about it. The rest of the guys that should be playing are banged up. And number one, I'm going to go Denver. I know that they still have questions behind center, but
a little bit.
The defense is so good. The rest of the players on offense are good, and I think by the time the season ends, Paxton Lynch will be ready to play, and they'll add another dynamic.
I say week three, TBD, but you know, the Carolina Panthers are going to end up with the number one seed in the NFC when it's all said and done.
That wouldn't surprise me.
They're for real. No hangover, at least so far.
Can we see that picture between you there?
Well, yes.
Have you noticed that Mr. Hoyer's doing the 1980s teenage girl one finger salute? The way that he's spinning, you know, it's just kind of like the
bracketing the middle finger.
The half-hearted bracket instead of like the teenage boy just straight putting them out there.
Well,
very appropriate.
I like that you just actually did that. If you're listening, we appreciate it on iTunes.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Or whatever.
I see cameras. I'm a moth. The camera goes on and bang.
However you wish to consume, we appreciate it. Listeners, or you can view us NFL.com/DDFP. Nothing to be sorry for.
I think that works for the mind's eye, right? Doesn't everybody know what the teenage girl
middle
finger looks like?
They do now.
Yeah.
I don't know. Listeners get upset, though. They feel like they're being ignored when they're on video. So it's fine.
I will follow direction from here.
No, we like it. We like the consumers, both
we like consumers, Dave.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Carry on.
So does McDonald's, and that's what we're presented by. The McPick 2, $5. Get to that delicious list and choose out your two favorites. And Handsome Hank, I go to you now. The two things you're going to watch on the television this weekend, and, you know, I don't want to be, you know, myopic and say that you have to watch NFL football. Maybe there's college football on the slate. Maybe there's a new drama debuting this weekend.
Well, Dave, I am actually heading back to the UK this weekend.
Oh!
Tonight I'm flying, so I won't be watching the television. I'll be watching the telly.
Telly.
First of all, I want to make that clear.
Oh, Doctor Who.
Lovely. And Sherlock. That's what I'll be watching.
Fingers crossed, those are the only two things on. So Downton Abbey may break.
Lady Applebottom! It's a hilarious new satire.
Very good. Congratulations to both of you for that.
Welcome.
I'm looking forward to watching NFL football at the time that I used to have to watch NFL football, which is in the wee hours. So that's one of the things I'll be doing.
What a fan! You're gonna wake up at the under the cloak of night to watch the Browns and Dolphins.
No, well, that's not the cloak of night. That's 6 p.m. That's okay. But, you know, the Sunday night game and the Monday night game and the Thursday night game are in the wee hours. So remember our friends over in the UK who are doing that. And, of course, our friend who we had on during Super Bowl week, Neil Reynolds, who is the host of Sky Sports. So I'll be joining him. That'll be fun. So that's one of the things I'll be watching. And then the other will, of course, be catching up on all my favorite British shows.
Which are?
You just mentioned a lot of them.
Doctor Who.
I think that was all of them.
Doctor Who.
That's it.
And Sherlock.
I don't know who the Doctor is now, but
it's not Matt Smith, which is why I can no longer approve Doctor Who.
Yeah,
Matt Harmon.
I will obviously be watching NFL football because I get paid to do that.
Shill.
If I don't, well, listen.
You don't need to watch games to make opinions.
True. You just gotta look at
it's fantasy. You can make it up.
Yeah, that's also very true. But and I'll also be watching How I Met Your Mother. Gelhar and I have been rewatching that show, so we'll probably spend some hours on Sunday watching that. Because, listen, there's nothing like knowing that that show is going to crush me and hurt me emotionally at the end, but I'm enjoying the ride to get there.
You're a weird fella. Of that all is, the sitcoms,
first How I Met Your Mother
back,
reference I've heard. How about that?
How I Met Your Mother. That's the one you go back and watch.
It's a good show.
What about Cheers?
I've never actually
What about Larry it? Sanders? Ooh, you've never watched Cheers. Did you watch a Larry Sanders show?
I don't even know what that is.
Greatest show in the history of television. Oh,
well, when was it on?
What about The Simpsons?
A while ago. About 20 years.
You know The Simpsons?
I have heard of The Simpsons, yes. I've watched
Don't give me your condescending tone.
I'm not giving you
don't know what Larry Sanders
I'm not giving
is.
You a condescending tone. I'm just telling you.
By the way, the greatest episode of Cheers ever is the one episode. I believe it is the only episode that did not take place in the bar. Remember, it was the Thanksgiving dinner at Carla's house when we thought we were going to actually see, Norm's wife, Vera. And they have the food fight.
Well, for the first several years, at least, they rarely, if ever, left the bar. But then they did start
right later in the show
with Kirstie Alley. But to me, my favorite one off the top of my head is when Diane is writing down everybody's clever little turns of phrase throughout the show. Yes. Anyway, dig that
Sorry.
One. Oh, Matt Harmon, I'm worried about you. We gotta get you up to speed on some good TV shows. Matt Money Smith.
Really, just one thing on my schedule, and that's Vin Scully's last game announced at Dodger Stadium. That'll be Sunday. So
excellent.
I would assume a very emotional broadcast by not just the greatest baseball announcer, but the greatest sports announcer in the history of the game.
True. And Matt Money Smith knows what he's talking about because he gets in that broadcast booth himself. But yes, and of course, is there a good college football game? A real dandy out there?
Well, I mean, West Coast bias. I want to see if Stanford can do it against UCLA. That could be a preview of the Pac-12 championship.
All right. Well, the clock's ticking. We'll skip dad jokes for now, and we'll see if we can get to them. And for this moment,
I wrote
start the show! Yes, hi and hello, football fans, and welcome to the Dave Dameshek football program presented by McDonald's McPick 2. $5. Choose two delicious items, put them in your belly, thank me later. Joining us, Matt Money Smith.
Hello.
From the greatest sports radio show on the planet Earth. It is the Petros and Money Show. Track it down. iHeartRadio is how you do that, 570 a.m. in Los Angeles. Also, our resident Miami Dolphins fan, all the way from London, England, and soon to be back there, as you just heard. It's Handsome Hank. Hello, Handsome. How are you?
I am very well indeed. Thank you.
Yeah, you ready? But a little bit. You got that pit in your belly. Like, oh, I got to get on a plane.
Yeah.
Fly off forever. Yep. Yeah, I'm going to have to do that next weekend.
Where are you heading?
I have to go to the state of Tennessee for a wedding.
But Nashville, Memphis?
Actually,
Murfreesboro?
Bristol, Tennessee.
Bristol, Tennessee.
We go.
Oh, nice.
Flying into Charlotte, then another one of those little.
That's a bucket list, by the way, for the sports fan out there. The Bristol Night Race.
I know. I
would like NASCAR. It's a bucket list.
I've heard. I wish I could have gone to that Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, Vatek.
That game. That would have been neat to see. Handsome and Money for the Red Challenge flag picks today. We have also joining us to throw in some fantasy knowledge and otherwise as we go along. Of course, you can watch Matt Money Smith on NFL Fantasy Live and the NFL Fantasy Live podcast. And the pages at NFL.com by the great Matt Harmon. What's the poop with you, fella?
Thanks. It's good to be back. It's been a minute since I've been on the show.
I know. I tried to get rid of you, but the producers insisted. Like, you know,
too good.
That's good. Somebody likes me here.
Yeah, that's true. No, so we're going to make our picks on the big games, and it's going to be exciting, so stick around for that. Couple things real quick I wanted to tell you about. We appreciate the people who did listen the first time around, and we want to get Football Baby, sort of like Flat Stanley, you know? We want to get Football Baby into every NFL stadium this season, so send along a picture. You go to my Twitter feed, at Dameshek, and there's a PDF of Football Baby there. Print that out. Take a picture of it. And there you can see some righteous people who did it last weekend, if you're watching it, and then we'll show you here on the show, and I'll tweet it out and all that kind of stuff. What a valuable prize. By the way, football.
I think that's Alex Smith on the left.
Football Baby, let me tell you this, Football Baby, 6-1 on the season. Unbelievable.
It just keeps going.
Wait, is that Football Baby?
Yeah, I was going to say, which Football Baby is that?
That's Football Baby Classic, and then Football Baby Girl is now two in one lifetime.
Okay. Right.
But both of those, I had to push her in the Steelers direction.
She has
got a
strong base.
Yeah, I don't
she does. Yeah, she has got offensive linemen written all over
like
her.
Like a Weeble.
You cannot move her off a spot.
Right.
Keep your eyes out on my Twitter account and NFL Facebook and NFL and Football Baby's picks and Football Baby Girl's picks are coming up here. And now it is time for the Red Challenge Flag Picks.
Whoa.
Red Challenge Flag Picks.
Oh, yes. I decided, let's just dispense with all the other talking stuff and just look at the game.
Right,
this is what everybody, I think this is what we'll do. Let's see how this goes here. But I want to, over the course of the season here, let's just jump in on the game.
Okay.
Why make it more difficult than it needs to be, right?
I agree.
Because we can help ourselves, that's why.
Yes.
Why are you wearing that ridiculous hat?
Well,
now,
yes.
Why are you wearing that ridiculous
because
hat?
We're going more expansive here. We're going to look at not just three or four games here. We're looking at the entire menu of NFL games available in week three. Waiter. Bonsoir. Waiter, please. Let's see what's on the menu this week.
Merci
Welcome
beaucoup.
To Dave Damashek's restaurant. Who is our waiter this evening?
Merci
beaucoup.
Like
it's Emma VP. Emma VP looks to be our waiter.
Look at these hors d'oeuvres.
I don't know if that's how it's said. But, yes, we have the full slate.
This looks delicious.
What would be a good name for my restaurant, Matt Harmon? Ooh La La's?
Not bad. The
Sheck Cafe is too chalky.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
How about Damsels?
Ooh. Very nice.
David.
Shea Sheck.
I can't.
Shea Sheck.
I don't know if I'll be able to stand listening to the ambient music for the next 30 minutes.
The no jive bar because, like, dive bar, jive, rhyme.
I'll tell you what I would name it. You can name whatever you want. I'd rather own a McDonald's franchise, but that's just this guy.
That's
a good point.
There you go.
I hail you, sir. And if I weren't lazy, I'd stand up. But I'm not going to. All right, waiter. What's on the menu here to begin?
Well, for our hors d'oeuvres this evening, we're going to start with the Cleveland Browns versus the Miami Dolphins.
These are just hors d'oeuvres. Let's not get too filled up on these, but let's go through them real quick here.
Can we drink or some bread or something?
Oh, that's a good idea. We really should. Yeah.
A little glass.
Busboy will come around with some water.
I'll work on that.
At some point soon. In the meantime, Browns and Dolphins. Any reason for anybody to make a case for the Browns, or can we just go right to the Dolphins here?
I mean, the Dolphins aren't that good.
Yeah, that would
no,
be,
they
that
are
would
not.
Be one
case.
Good reason.
I will say from a fantasy perspective, Harmon, I'm not trying to take you to task, but so far at least you were very down on Devontae Parker, and he has looked pretty good.
Well, in the one game he played in half after
in half a game.
In half a game when they were trailing.
Right.
Where's your enthusiasm level on Ryan Tannehill? Or let's go the concern level, Handsome Hank.
Concern level.
1 to 10, give me a color.
I think it's a concern level is a 7 yellow. But I think my enthusiasm level is definitely a 1 white.
I'm going to make a prediction. I think this is bold. This isn't an easy one.
Should I get a pen out? Should I write this
down? I think Ryan Tannehill is the Dolphins quarterback in 2017. I think Adam Gase, over the course of this season, will continue to help number 17 progress. And I think that the storyline that this is Tannehill's last year will go the way of the dodo bird. Gase will throw his weight and support behind him.
I'm inclined to agree, but it doesn't make me enthusiastic about
right.
it.
Right.
That's true.
Just because it's going to happen doesn't mean it's the correct
thing. Doesn't mean it's a good thing.
The Ravens and the Jags. I'm going with the Jags on this one. A compelling game. I think a lot of people are just rolling over on the Jags for the bad start there. Matt Money Smith, how say you?
I concur. I'm with you. I'm still waiting for that Jags defense to be what I thought it was going to be.
Weird.
But you know me. I get excited by young players.
Same as the Raiders, too. It's inexplicable.
Yes.
But that's
we're a year early on both those teams.
Aren't we
a year early every year? Are we ever eventually going to be in the right year?
Well, the other thing I'll say is, too, and I've been saying this since about June, but I don't think the Ravens are actually very good. I think that I know they haven't been fully exposed yet.
They can't run the ball. They've got old guys on the outside. Nobody's crazy about Joe Flacco.
The year goes along, I mean, like you say, there's some defensive pieces there that have to perform that are long in the tooth. I think that their season continues to go downhill.
Is this a clean sweep for the Jags?
Shout out to Dennis Pitta, though.
Yeah, that was nice. I'm happy
nice return.
To see it back
That's
out
a good
there.
Story.
Next up, the Lions and the Packers. I think Rodgers sticks it to the world. Yes, Harmon?
Yeah, but I like the Lions. I think they've played well. I think they should have won last week. They had a bunch of touchdowns
Certainly.
Called back.
But they're the Lions.
They are the Lions. But I think this is a get-right game for Green Bay. Especially they've lost – the Lions have lost so many players.
It's one of those ones that when Rodgers is one of those guys, that when there's enough pushback on him, he really wants to
– We just had this conversation last week. True. Remember last year, the Vikings, they take the division. Nobody plays with a chip on his shoulder like Aaron.
You're so right.
I think Packers offense game, still doesn't look right.
I think this game turns into a battle of which quarterback can throw more passes off their back foot and sidearm them between Stafford and Rodgers. That's sort of what this game will turn into.
Legitimately, money. Any concern for Aaron Rodgers right now? I don't mean 3 years from now.
I just don't know what's going on with that offense. I mean, they keep trying to get a running game going, and they can't. And it's kind of like the Patriots when they go, oh, whatever with this running game. We're just going to throw the ball 60 times a game, and Tom Brady's going to win for us, and we're going to maybe make the Super Bowl all as well. But for whatever reason, ever since this Eddie Lacy draft pick, it's just been kind of off. And I know they were injured with Jordy Nelson last year. That's the big one, too. Wait till Jordy Nelson comes back. Mm. Then you're going to see the old Randall Cobb, and they're going to be able to use him in the Swiss Army knife way they use. Nope. I'm still waiting.
Right. The story around Rodgers was always that he made the receivers great. He elevated the Greg Jennings, all those guys that went to other places. I'd love to know from Matt Harmon, our receiver expert, whether actually that's sort of being disproved at the moment.
It's tough to say because the depth around them is so bad. Right. I mean, I love Nelson and Cobb, but the Packers are trying to die on bad take Hill with Davante Adams. They're still throwing him 7 targets a game, and he's not worth anything. They haven't gotten Jared Cook involved.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, we all know Jared Cook has been a perennial tease, but at the same time, they need a downfield element if Nelson is 80% of what he used to be. You'd think that that would be the guy.
What do you think of this? Ready for this hot take? Remember Rodgers has that fumble in the Vikings game, right? Who scoops it up? He had 3. But who scoops that one up? Jared Cook. And you could see Rodgers kind of give him that look like, oh, yeah, I got you. Thanks for getting me there. I got a little something coming for you next week against the Lions.
The Lions have given up a lot of touchdowns to tight ends.
They do.
Hey, guys, we're talking a lot about the hors d'oeuvres here.
Sorry.
Well, they're just so good so far.
When a waiter comes around, she's upselling us.
This is no bruschetta. This is kind of your spinach artichoke right here, okay?
He is one of those waiters. Like, if you have kids, you go in there sometimes and you just sit down like, yeah, we'll have 2 kids, chicken nuggets kind of. Thing like the waiter must be like, oh man, are you gonna get some booze and some
how about some
here?
Bread too?
I fall for that trick every time.
Theo Riddick or Dwayne Washington, who's the better fantasy guy to have? I assume it's Riddick.
I think Riddick is the safe floor play, but I love Washington.
I know
he was my
he's
favorite
a banger.
Back
got some wiggle.
He's a big time athlete.
Yeah.
Rams, Bucks in Tampa.
Take the Bucks.
Bucks, everybody.
Take the Bucks.
Take the Bucks. Easy. The Rams are – I mean, the Bucks are such a bad matchup.
Here's Dave's fantasy suggestion to everybody out there. You can get Jameis Winston a little – you can buy him a little low right now. I think after last week's performance, everybody is anticipating that he's not going to be a top 10 QB. I think he is going to be one. Go get him now.
It was the biggest, like, schizophrenic just poor performance from week one to week two.
Raiders, Titans. This is a fascinating game. A lot of people on the Titans bandwagon before the season. Damashek, not one of them. Raiders, I did like, and I still think they sneak in with a. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not reading the menu here. I should be reading the little a summer favorite. This dish features a trendy Oakland Raiders offense. Their smoke defense finished with a Hawaiian QB and his exotic 1-2 punch.
Did you write?
Very clever.
Right.
No. I'm not that.
Notice that.
There's no way, Dave wrote.
This is terrific.
Kind of writer.
I wish we'd read some of the others.
You got to read the one before it now.
All right.
I don't want
to Rams and Bucks. I'm sorry. I failed to read. I didn't
These
realize
are great.
He went the extra mile. I should have known with Emma VP and her staff.
Yeah.
A hot seat serve, Jeff Fisher, and a flaky Case Keenum square off against a week 2 whipped Bucks and a big old plate of crab legs.
That's unnecessary.
That. Well done.
Who wrote these? Emma VP by yourself?
She's terrific.
I did write them, yeah.
Black Tie would never do that for
no,
us.
Indeed. No,
I went
indeed.
For it.
She's
nah,
man.
Getting a good tip.
Nah, man. I'm not interested.
Nah, man.
I don't like exotic smash mouth. I'm getting tired of saying it. I'm sure you're tired of hearing me say it. Matt Harmon, how say you in this one? In Nashville, Tennessee.
I think I'm going to go with the Raiders, but this could be Tajae Sharpe's breakout game. You know, he got a lot of preseason hype, but the Raiders have given up by far the most yards to receivers so far.
Strange.
Right.
Strange. Again.
I don't want might. I don't want might. I want you to tell me what to do with my fantasy lineup, Matt Harmon. Am I starting Tajae Sharpe this week? Is he getting me 10-plus points in this game?
I can absolutely see that.
All right. Yeah, I think so. See, it's that's what happen. We want.
I want to play it again because I can't hear enough of it. This is when I hear –
might as well be walking on.
This is exotic Smash Mouth, you see?
Yeah.
Is that with toy instruments? That's what it sounds like.
Ukulele. Smash Mouth came out firing on Twitter.
Smash Mouth ukulele.
Oh, yeah, that's right, they did.
I can't, wasn't it about Marshawn Lynch?
Or? I think it was. I believe.
What?
I believe it was. Yes, Smash Mouth was trending on Twitter. You're absolutely right.
For the
damn,
first time,
what was
for the
it?
First time ever since Twitter was invented in you know, like 2009.
It has been since Shrek 2, I believe.
Yes,
it,
weigh in, Raiders, Titans.
I'm taking the
Raiders. I'm taking Raiders.
And taking you're the taking
Titans.
The Titans.
Yeah.
Because.
I think because the Raiders are traveling across the country, and the Titans are probably a better team.
Raiders you know, don't travel well. I don't know.
Yeah, they're not a good traveler.
Mm-mm.
It's an especially interesting thing. This is one of those reality or myth things that's been perpetuated since you started paying attention to football. Is, oh, that long trip across the country. I have just recently started asking players, how true is that? And they, to a man, say, oh, yeah, that's for
yeah,
real.
It's got you know, that's a real thing. Yeah.
That whips you. They say that that's a real hurdle to overcome.
Yep.
So, all right. That's the hors d'oeuvres there. And now let's get to the entrees.
Yeah, our entrees.
Les entrees.
Okay. It's time for the Red Challenge flag picks here. Matt Money Smith versus Handsome Hank. You're throwing. No. We don't have to sing it again. I think we've heard more than enough of that.
Why don't we read this first description, Shaq?
Why don't you read it, Emma V?
Yeah. Right.
Oh, I like that.
You be our waitress and tell us what's on the menu tonight. What are the specials?
On tonight's menu, we have. Devoid of its key ingredients, the Sam Bradford pick-me-up with a touch of Asiata crumble will attempt to chill an in-season Kelvin Benjamin and a catch of last year, Cam Newton.
Clever.
I mean, I love it, but now you've opened up a can of worms, Emma VP. You're going to have to do this every week.
Yeah.
Now, does that make
fantastic.
You happy?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. We're talking, of course, about the Vikings and the Panthers, the Vikings traveling down to Charlotte.
This could land you a gig on, like, the James Corden writer staff right here.
I love it.
That's funny.
Yes.
Let's get into it here.
Who goes first?
James I like
Corden.
The fact
why,
that
why James Corden and no other late night?
I don't know. I just you know why? Because during the Grammys when he was like, oh, I'm so proud to introduce this next singer. I discovered him on Twitter before anybody knew. It's a tremendous pride. It's Ed Sheeran, and oh, I discovered him. So I've always gone to James Corden. Shut up, James.
Let's start with Matt Money Smith.
Panthers.
Handsome Hank, I'll say you.
I will not be throwing. The mixed metaphor here of the red challenge flag, which is something a coach throws in the game and suddenly we're in a restaurant, is bizarre to me.
I know, but it's like your napkin.
Maybe it could be a red napkin flag pick, but no, I'm not going to throw a napkin at Money because I also believe the Panthers will win this. I think it'll be a good matchup, though. And I was thrilled by Sam Bradford.
Boo. We like conflict. We like controversy here, but that's fine. Matt
Sorry.
Furman, weigh in on this one here. The Panthers are as close to a pro football team as you have here. I think that this is, like I already said, the
as
best
you
team
have.
In the NFC. What's that?
His team.
His team, I yes. I think the Panthers.
I misunderstood for a second.
I think the
Panthers. I'm an emotionally devoid human, so I'm not a very good fan.
Oh, it's close. Yeah, I don't know why. What kind? It's very strange. Although that's me.
I like
the
to
NBA.
Feel,
I don't know.
I like to feel emotions with a lot of other things, not with football.
Ooh, icy, science-like.
Something like that.
What do you think? You know what? I think Devin Funchess, a little under the radar, and Kelvin Benjamin, dynamite so far. Greg Olsen, I mean, this is an offense. This offense is for real, and it's one of those offenses that really, Jonathan Stewart, when he's out there, they're even better, but he's not essential to what they're doing at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they can get similar production from these running backs, but like at a poor man's version. So I don't think it's a huge difference maker. I think Kelvin Benjamin matches up so well against those smaller cornerbacks if Xavier Rhodes is gonna sit again. But I like Stephon Diggs and the Vikings offense. I mean, Diggs has been the best wide receiver in the NFL so far this season. He owns 58% of the Vikings receiving yards, which is far and away.
Is Sam Bradford worth an add to your fantasy team? Let's say you're 12 deep. Your league is 12 deep.
I think it like on a streaming basis, you'll play him in
if
good
it's
matchups.
A good matchup.
Yeah, which is not.
He's
this,
got a,
yeah, not
I mean,
a good
the
matchup.
The fact of the
week.
Matter is, not to disrespect the injured Teddy Bridgewater, but the fact is, Sam Bradford at minimum has a better arm. It may actually
he opens up
passing
the long
game.
Ball a little better.
Yeah, long ball, and he's accurate. I mean, that's one thing he's always sure. been, and you know, Sam's just Sam. You know, Sam there, he's injury ravaged. You know, and that's kind of what's
I thought he was when they did the close.
Oh
man, that hand looked like it was wrecked. Yeah.
He's a straight drop back passer too, which is what they want in North Turner's offense.
I think the big absence that you just hit on there, Xavier Rhodes, makes him a little bit different and can probably slow down Kelvin Benjamin at least a little bit. Not on this day though.
Trey Raines had the big play, but he was getting torched the whole game before that big play.
He was getting whipped. But I do think the Vikings, I stand by what I said, I think they get to the playoffs with Sam Bradford. Time will tell here, but that defense is legit.
Front seven's
hot
great.
I think they're better without Adrian Peterson. I think
that's a very hot coming take. From?
That's
where,
very hot. I think they're better without Teddy Bridgewater. That's hot.
Why? Based on what would they
because
be better
I think
without
that
him?
Jerick McKinnon gives the defense more to worry about. With Adrian Peterson back there, he's essentially a two-down running back now. You know this is going to be a run play, and if they're going to throw the ball to him, you tackle him pretty easily.
But he hasn't been stopped his entire career.
Except this year.
Well,
he was averaging 1.3 yards per game.
Exactly. He was averaging 1.3. But I'm saying this, and remember, it was with Sean Hill behind center.
Right.
And as Sam Bradford that had had what, a week to figure out the offense. So I'm just saying from a historical perspective, Adrian Peterson has never shown that everybody knowing what he's going to do is
And I know that the narrative is always like, well, you know, he's a robot. He's not, but he is a human being. He's an older running back. Eventually,
human being.
Eventually, these things catch up to you.
The funny aspect of, you can't apply the same standard to Adrian Peterson that you do other human beings. People forget, Money certainly will remember this, when he was at Oklahoma and when he got out for the first
That's
couple
why
of
he
years.
Lasted
like, well,
as long as he did.
Adrian Peterson just can't stay on the field. Yeah. That was the
high ankle sprain at Oklahoma, and that he lined up 8 yards deep and just had, you know, he was so fast, he would crash into that giant Oklahoma offensive line and just blow apart, like crossbows and catapults, just blow guys out of the way.
It is interesting the way running backs have been assessed, future Hall of Famers. Adrian Peterson was not a guaranteed home run when he was coming out of Oklahoma. The other guy that I always think about with those sorts of comparisons, well, Jamal Charles is another guy who people sort of slept on.
Just so fast.
LaDainian Tomlinson, a lot of people, too, were knocking. Oh, he's not going to be able to deliver in pro football. There are a lot of running backs that sort of fit that description. All right, next up, Handsome Hank, the Denver Broncos. And, oh, before we do it, we've got to get to our
waitress.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to hear our special, gentlemen?
I would.
Ooh.
The Broncos versus the Bengals. Satiate your competitive appetite with our Week 3 special, a red pepper-garnished Andy Dalton flatbread topped with a powerful Von Miller and Shane Ray confidence reduction.
Oh, clever.
I love it. He's a flatbread. You see why he's a flatbread?
Yes.
Because we're at Von Miller?
Right.
All right. I didn't know if you got that one. Yeah. Handsome. All right. Broncos at the Bengals.
Player jokes.
There's some terrific jokes here.
Look out, James Corden.
I'm gonna pick.
Joe's about to go up in the ratings.
I'm gonna pick the Broncos.
The Broncos.
Lay Bronco.
Red challenge flag to the side of Handsome Hank's head.
I was going for the hat. There you
Explain yourself, Matt Money.
Well done.
Landed it.
The Bengals should have won last week. You know, I mean, they should have.
I don't know about that.
Should have won.
Why should they have?
They should have won last week.
Should have been in a position to maybe force overtime or something like that. But it's a little aggressive to say that was their game.
Should have won. I just thought I'd upset you there. I'm not sold on I appreciate that their defense is great. That defense shut down Andrew Luck, but his offensive line is absolute garbage. And, yeah, Frank Gore got that late touchdown, but they're still trying to figure out if they can get some semblance of a running game. I don't know what T.Y. Hilton's done thus far this season. Andy Dalton's got a ton of weapons.
Wait a second.
Why are we talking about the Colts so much?
Yeah. Because the Broncos beat up a great quarterback in Andrew Luck last week is what I'm saying.
I'm sorry. I did lose my way.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So people are pointing out,
he's trying to tell us why.
Look at what the Broncos defense has done to all these offenses so far. I just think the Bengals the most balanced offense. I think they have A.J. Green, who I believe in wholeheartedly. They have a quarterback that, gosh, I hate getting behind Andy Dalton like this.
Don't do it.
But I'm gonna. I mean, I'm gonna do it. I don't trust Trevor Siemian, and I think sooner or later, like we're gonna see, I think, and maybe I'm giving a preview here with Carson Wentz later, with Dak Prescott, with all of these younger quarterbacks. Sooner or later, they remember that they're young quarterbacks and they haven't been through this, and this is the first true test of adversity I think that Simeon's gonna face, and he's gonna fail.
I'll tell you what, Andy Dalton has been for me one of those guys.
He's fine.
When you get pressure in his face, though, I mean, nobody likes that.
When
you get guys bearing down on him in his face, and he has to backpedal, he doesn't have the arm to pull off some of those throws.
Isn't it ridiculous that their weakest point on the offensive line is that center? If you watch a Bengals game, you can see just how bad their center is.
Well, yeah. Well, the Steelers, yeah, really attacked them, and that might that has something to do with the way the Steelers like to do those twists and everything that makes them. But Andy Dalton stood in there and drilled some throws. Yep. I know there were people out there knocking his performance, but with a wet ball, you saw Roethlisberger have trouble with it too last Sunday. Dalton actually drilled some throws out there, and Tyler Boyd looks
that's
looks
the other
like
thing.
The real deal.
Those two teams, they're not mutters. They're not. They're high-performance turf athletes. That's why that game was so ugly. Don't get them out there in the mud. Put them on the fast track.
I am. I'm with money here. I think the Bengals are going to win this game. Matt Harmon.
I'm on the Bengals too. I know I just said Denver was the best team in the league, so maybe but, that doesn't make
that
any
doesn't
sense.
Not.
Maybe I'm just an idiot, but I really like the Bengals in this matchup.
Yeah, they're sort of dependent on. They continue to be against all mathematical odds, dependent on defensive touchdowns one and two. Early on, C.J. Anderson. At some point, I continue to say that that's going to be Devontae.
It's a reason why he was a third-string back at Cal.
Devontae Booker's gig.
I think Booker's going to get more and more opportunity, Anderson has
player.
To be stopped.
He's good.
Good running back.
He's good.
Why do you displace a good running back?
It's my college snobbery. The fact that the guy was third string at Cal,
really
I cannot get over it.
There's no way
this guy could be this good.
Nobody else except in this area of the country have I heard like, oh, yeah, Booker's going to be better than C.J. Anderson. The rest of the world is accepting
right.
reality.
It's because we saw C.J. Anderson at Cal, and we're like, everybody's great at Cal. Why is C.J. Anderson not good?
Harmon, you watch college football.
Yes.
There are a lot of people that love pro football and that analyze it for a living who don't like college football, which is bizarre to me because if not – nothing else, and at least it gives you a preview of what these guys are. I'm with money. I'm a pedigree guy, and Devontae Booker, if you watched him play at Utah, was for real.
Oh,
and the
sure.
only concern coming out of the draft was his injury status, and I think he evaded.
But Armin is right. CJ's been great this
been
year.
Great.
I mean, really good.
And he was great at the end of last year, too.
Yeah, but he was terrible in the middle of the year in the start
he was
of the
hurt,
year.
Though.
Waiter, what's next?
Got to play hurt.
Next up, we have the New York Jets versus the Kansas City Chiefs. Alex Smith and accompanying Jamaal Charles substitute travel to the nation's melting pot to challenge the Jets' double-decker sandwich and marinated
forte
clever.
Very clever.
This is great.
This is great. Yeah. But where's my old-fashioned already? All right, let's get to it. Matt Money Smith, Jets, Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Chiefs. Chiefs.
Sorry, Dave.
You're
going
to agree.
I'm going with the Chiefs, too.
All right. You know what? I'm going with the Chiefs here. Matt Harmon, why don't you weigh in here?
I picked the Jets.
All right, there
really?
We go.
Should we throw?
Here, throw it at me.
There it is.
All right, well, actually, Handsome, before we go to Harmon, it is your role to explain yourself.
Okay.
I get confused still sometimes.
I know, this game.
I'll never figure it out.
Explain why.
You know what, I'm, this was a difficult pick to make because I think the Jets are, you know, that defense is still pretty terrifying, especially the front seven. You could see it being a game where Alex Smith is running for his life a little bit, but the Chiefs' defense has looked better than I think people expected it to at times. I still think that Week 1 game against the Chargers, if you go back and take a look at that, was an interesting one to watch, you know, based on what they could do on defense and how they wound up slowing down the Chargers in the second half. But I just think that it'll wind up with you know, the running backs probably taking over and running away with it.
It's a bummer to say it. It's unsexy. I say it all the time, but I will say it again too. Is depth on at the line of scrimmage is everything in the NFL in the 21st century, or maybe not everything, but close to it. The teams that get deep into the playoffs every year, it's not an accident. And the Chiefs, you figure, well, they're doomed. I mean, they're not going to have their pass rush that they've been based around the last few years, but they have sneakily or otherwise, they have brought in some young guys,
right.
D Ford and beyond, and so they remain relevant. And I do like, you know, and again, in broad strokes, Andy Reid, save that one year in Philly before he got fired there. It seems like they're always in the playoff picture, and the Chiefs are once again.
I think the Chiefs are a solid team, but they showed a lot of their warts last week. I don't think they were pressuring the passer that well at all. I think Marcus Peters is a good player, but he can still be beat. And these Jets wide receivers are playing
he's
so
a gambler.
Well. Yeah, he's a gambler.
He's a gambler.
He is.
Yeah, and that pays off sometimes, but at the same time, when you play big-time receivers, like Keenan Allen was taking him to task in week one before he got hurt, DeAndre Hopkins last week, even Will Fuller on a couple of plays. And these Jets receivers are great. Not just Marshall and Decker, but Quincy Enunwa is really emerging. I think that they're going to score just too many points for the Chiefs to keep up with.
My main concern with the Jets, I'm anxious to see how Matt Forte looks after all those touches. You know, I mean, as great as he looked, and man, did he look like a perfect fit for what they want to do, just methodically bringing that, you know, churning clock, moving the ball downfield, setting up those big plays, like you mentioned, to not just Decker and Marshall. By the way, Marshall, I don't know what's going on there. True. They're concerned about him this week. But I'm anxious to see if all those touches and all those hits catch up to him this week, because that's a heavier workload than he's probably had in 5 years in that game. Granted, they get kind of a half bye because it was Thursday night, so that might help
right.
a little bit. But I'll be anxious to see if he's got some juice left in those legs for this one.
You're playing fantasy. Hang on to Bilal Powell. I know he has not produced yet, but don't drop him because that workload, if it catches up, he's a good running back. He can play that role.
I hear that noise, and with the Brandon Marshall thing, it brings me to this. You know, you convinced me, Matt Harmon, on the zero running back strategy. I went all in on it. I got in my big money league, my big ticket league, Odell Beckham, Antonio Brown, Sammy Watkins, and John Brown.
Oh
now,
boy.
Sammy Watkins is
a bit unlucky.
I got Sammy as well.
All right,
I followed Matt.
All right, well,
Odell's the third leading receiver on the Giants. Sammy's got the foot, and John Brown. Who knows
what
the heck is going on there?
Is Odell? Let's start with Odell. Start with Odell.
Yeah.
Is this going to reverse itself?
Oh,
ASAP.
And listen, like it's been.
Don't say oh yeah.
Like, oh, I mean, I'm confident in the player.
All right,
and it's the situation is fine. Like there are some players where the situation's getting worse, but I think Odell's fine. He'll get his eventually, and especially because this offense is throwing the ball a lot. And like the bad weeks with Odell have been like he's gotten 70 yards, 80 yards. And I realize that's not what you drafted him to get, but at the same time, that's the floor. You're looking at the floor the last 2 weeks. We haven't hit the ceiling yet.
And AB, no concern with that performance against the Bengals.
The Bengals have historically played him really well too. They know how to cover him.
John Brown's the one I'm worried about.
That I'm concerned. And listen, there's no bigger like John Brown fan than me. I think that they are bringing him along slowly because we got to realize. And Bruce Arians even said he missed way too much time this offseason.
Yeah. I guess that must have been a bad concussion deal that he had going on for missing all that time.
It is, and that's scary long term because that was his first one. I don't think he's ever had one before that.
Waiter, what's next on our entrees here?
So our last entree for the evening is the Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Philadelphia Eagles.
Delicious.
We won't penalize you for celebrating our Sheck's signature dish. An aged prime Roethlisberger served with a decadent run game takes on a fresh-squeezed Wentz. Served hot. Be careful not to get burned by our Antonio Brown.
I got keys.
There you go. I knew someone would have it.
Terrific once again. Emma VP. Oh, we're so excited now.
The waitress has not done her job. So
the champagne. Yeah, we can't wait any longer.
I'm doing what I can.
All right. Handsome Hank Hodgson.
Yes, sir.
Steelers, Eagles.
Steelers. Cheers.
Cheers, indeed. They're calling it Keystone Stateway with my pals on DVE Morning Show, Bauman and Crawford.
WDVE.
That's right.
7 after the hour on WDVE. Joining us right now to talk about this Keystone Showdown.
No, it's much more aggro. No. Their imaging guy is much more aggro. He's like, 102.5 TV.
Oh, that's right. It's the Rock Station. Yeah. That's right. And they carry the Steeler games.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
They're calling it Wentzylvania versus Bensylvania.
Not bad.
Oh, I like it. That's clever.
Now, Matt Money Smith, we go to you. Handsome has
got a cavity from that champagne just now. Steelers.
All right. No throwing of the flag, but I like where your head's at. Harmon, weigh in on this one. I'm going to take the Steelers, too. Be wary of Tomlin's decade-long run now.
It's true.
Of inexplicably not showing up against lesser teams. I don't know what goes on. I've talked to a number of Steelers about this, and they say, I don't know. Well, we're aware of it. We're aware of it. We talk about it. We joke about it. We get serious about it. We swear it's not going to happen this week. And yet, Tomlin's kryptonite is teams that are bad. Now, the Eagles happen to be 2-0.
Yeah.
Maybe they're not bad enough for it to be a problem.
Pretty good defense, too, by the way, on that Eagles team.
Legit.
But I think their weakest point in Philadelphia's defense is the second.
Yes.
And Alshon Jeffrey caught a 49-yard bomb. I believe the Browns had a 58-yard catch and a 44-yard catch in week one. They're giving up big plays because they've got Nolan Carroll, who's a subpar starter, and Jalen Mills, a seventh-round rookie starting right now. I think Brown goes off this game. The Steelers win.
Excellent. And we're excited about Jesse James in fantasy or no? Not rising to the level to top 10.
Still waiting, right?
Well, I think if you need to just throw out a tight end like in just desperation heave of a touchdown, he's a great candidate for it because he's got size, which none of the receivers really have right now other than Sammy Coates, but it's not really his game. And he's playing 100% of the snaps last 2 weeks. So this last week it worked out whereas he caught that touchdown for you. So I think that's all you're hoping for.
Yep.
And also, Ryan Matthews, we talk about injury-prone running backs, but when he's out there proving once again that he can be dynamite and why the Chargers took him so high in the first round.
Interesting thing we have to watch, though, he played, I think, 29% of the snaps in week two. He got the two touchdowns, but Darren Sproles played 57% of
the snaps. I'm intrigued by that because I do
have – It was between the 20s and then red zone is kind of what we saw the way Peterson was doing it with those two. And, yeah, if you were playing and I was in a league, Ryan Matthews, it was so frustrating because he could not run the ball, and then all of a sudden he comes in at the five, he catches that pass, two touchdowns, and you're like, really, this is how I'm going to go down. Just like that Sproles role right there, catching those swing passes and getting into the end zone.
Let's get to the desserts then. My belly is nearly full, but I could use something sweet beyond this champagne.
We have two desserts this evening. First, the Chicago Bears versus the Dallas Cowboys.
Blech.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
It's like a
what a delicious dessert.
The rice pudding of football games.
That's great.
The sweetness lacking Chicago Bears.
Oh, clever.
Features a stale Brian Hoyer in his attempt to defeat a Dak Dez combo complete with an Ezekiel drizzle.
Ugh.
Tell you what.
Yuck.
Does not sound good.
I'll tell you what. You'd be watching local TV. I could see Mark Giangreco stealing that from you. I could see him stealing that from you and putting it right there. If not, Chet Kopic. One of those two is taking it from you.
Chet Kopic.
Sorry.
That's inside.
Little too inside for our Chicago listeners.
But Chet Kopic was
Everybody's taking the Cowboys here, right?
Yes.
Correct.
This is Dez's big blow-up.
Right.
It is?
200 yards, two touchdowns.
Those corners can't cover the injured up front.
What else is that one doesn't satisfy me. That's like offering me – I like on or I don't like it when they say, here's the dessert menu, and one of the items is mixed fruit. I'm gonna come on. That's an attack. That's not a dessert.
Our real dessert this evening, the Atlanta Falcons versus the New Orleans Saints. Indulge your fantasy team and taste buds by treating yourself to our Maddie Ice Cream Monday, served with two scoops of Devontae and Tevin. With a sprinkling of Sneed and dash of Breeze, this is a guaranteed please.
That's great. That sounds appetizing.
That's the cherry on top of MVP's banner work here on this menu. I think that the question here, well, I think shootout. There have been a couple of games that have shown up so far this season that people predict, oh, this one's going to be, you know, who knows, 41-38 kind of thing.
Right.
I think this one delivers.
This is it.
Neither one has a defense.
That's what we said about the Saints. Yeah, but that's the difference between the Saints and the Giants, is the Giants' defense is legitimately pretty good. Yes, they spent their money well this offseason, and everybody thought back to last year's 51-49.
People were projecting that game.
You're right. This one, I go Saints. I think that's all I was supposed to say, right? Just Saints.
We're over the red challenge.
Oh, we are.
We're not even challenging. Oh, really? You're taking the Falcons.
I'm going to take the Falcons.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, why not? Why not?
I don't buy that the Saints are an 0-3 team, and I don't buy that the Falcons are good enough to go on the road and win in division.
What difference did that make?
These are both
Drew Brees plays lights out inside the Superdome. He plays lights out in the building.
I don't think it'll be enough.
Matt Ryan's good for two picks. He's good for two picks.
No. As you already all know.
Not against that defense. He is against most teams, but not against that defense.
Everybody watched the Sheck report, obviously, already.
Obviously.
And I pointed out that Drew Brees is the Krispy Kreme of NFL QBs. Mm-hmm. He is great in the dome, like a Krispy Kreme. Delicious when it's warm and when it's right out of the oven. And when it's, but if you carry out of the store, it's not good anymore. That whole thing with Drew, well, he's not that good then, is he? If he can't win when there is, ironically, a slight breeze on him, he fails.
Nailed it.
Roethlisberger, cold.
That deserves a challenge.
Roethlisberger is the cold pizza of NFL quarterbacks.
Right.
Doesn't make a difference. Fresh out of the oven or 3 days later. I forgot. Oh, there's a piece of pizza still under the couch. But you know what? Not too bad. Not too bad.
Not great.
Speak for yourself. Great.
But not too bad.
Not that good.
Speak for yourself there, Dave.
No one says, boy, could I go for a slice of cold pizza?
You know when he was
– I'm going to look under
Nobody
the
ever
sofa.
Says that.
He was a three-day-old – piece of cold pizza under the couch against the Bengals, and he still threw three touchdown passes.
Okay.
Harmon, how say you?
I went Falcons, too. It seems a little shocking, but I really like the way Matt Ryan has been playing.
I guess that's fair because, like I say, both of these teams are bums. And by the way, that's the Tom Brady and Peyton Manning effect that Cam Newton is now getting to live in. Three straight division crowns. This is a crummy division. The Bucs are better. I think they make a legit run at a playoff spot, but the other two are junk. And the Panthers should be able to dominate the
– See, the thing with the Bucs again, my college football snobber, I just cannot believe in Dirk Cutter. When he got away from Chris Peterson and went down to A-State, he was exposed, and I don't buy that he's a head guy. I think eventually that's going to come apart, that the wheels are going to start wobbling. It's going to be the skateboard down the giant hill, and you're like, crap, what do I do now? I've got to find grass to bail, and I think that's going to go that way in Tampa, and I think you're right. Carolina's just going to cruise through that division to what you mentioned earlier, the best record in the NFC.
That's the secret to these guys. Well, why is Tom Brady and Peyton? They're always in the playoffs. Yeah, they're in crummy, crummy divisions. That was the gift that the football gods delivered to them.
True.
And it seems that Cam Newton has gotten the same gift here. All right, let's look a quick snapshot here, a little doggy bag for you to walk out the door with. Arizona is going to handle Buffalo 24-13. Mm-hmm. All of these, by the way, you can look at in this week's spoiler alert available at NFL.com. The Giants, I think this is their back against the wall game for the Skins. I think they're going to fail, but I think they show up and at least pose a little bit of a challenge there. Seattle, oddly ineffective on offense, or maybe you just attribute it to Russell Wilson. Either way, they will get
bum leg
against the Niners. The Colts win a compelling game. That was one we could have really tackled here, Chargers and Colts here. But I think the Colts get
Battle of the Paganos.
That's another potential shoot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think, by the way, Ryan's. This is Colts are a brand that you associate with January. I think this is a bad team. I think the Colts.
Oh yeah.
I think the Colts are real bad.
Oh yeah.
And
it's Andrew Luck.
Their only good thing that they had was Andrew Luck and the receivers, and now
one
of their best receivers is hurt.
Yeah. You can obviously, but 2 weeks ago there weren't a lot of people saying that.
Colts were going to be a crummy team.
It's Dan Marino from like 1989 through to 1997.
Bunch of sheep liking the Colts.
So there you have it. That's the show. MVP, do you want to wrap it here or do you want to do – I'm going to leave this to Matt Money Smith because he's a busy man.
I think we want to wrap it here.
We do? Okay. Why? Why?
I think it's just time to go. It was a great meal.
Emma, can you explain one thing? We had this delicious meal. We sat around.
Sometimes it's nice
theming.
To have a cognac, though.
Well, it's nice.
Yeah, but
to
she's
also
the server. She's
got to
turn
happened.
That table over.
I got
Let's
you.
Get True. You guys. I got a couple people sitting out there.
The theming's terrific, but why are there three chefs sitting at the table? Surely we should be in the kitchen cooking this stuff.
It is confusing.
That's why I didn't go with the hat.
It's a little confusing.
I want to say the MVP of this show. By the way, look at it, NFL.com/podcasts or NFL.com/DDFP. Both will get you there. And of course, we're tweeting and Facebooking all these things at all times here. But the MVP of this show, with all due respect to everybody else, MVP.
Yeah, easily.
No, question.
The menu, the LVP, Matt Harmon. Why couldn't he wear the hat?
Yep.
The hipster hair takes priority over being a team guy?
Absolutely.
What are you? You're Ocho Cinco? What are you, T.O.?
Yes.
Ocho Stinko.
Why
more like that,
like
right?
That. Yeah, like that.
High five.
Why is this?
Hey, Dave. Why?
That was like a dad joke right there.
Why did the bicycle keep falling over?
Oh, good.
Here we go. Here we go.
You know what? Let's round it out with the dad jokes, and then we'll go. Okay, go ahead. I assigned everybody to go and do a dad joke. Go ahead, Hannah.
Why did the bicycle keep falling over?
I don't know. Why?
It was too tired.
Ah! Did you really make that up?
That's a good one, right?
That is freaking great.
Thanks, Dad.
That's excellent, man. You made that one up.
Give me a high five.
Five. I like that. Now, I wonder what's the square celebration for a successful dad joke? Is it like Bash Brothers?
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
It's a
missed
high five.
I was just going to go Bash
Woo!
Brothers.
Okay, yeah, Matt
Money
Smith.
What are these pictures?
What is this? Why have
I
we
think
got
that's appropriate.
Pixelated pictures here.
We're double digits in kids between the three of us.
That's right.
Matt Money Smith, would you like to try one?
All right, here we go. What turns ghosts on?
I don't know. What?
Don't
guess. It's no fun to guess it.
Boobs.
Harmon?
I don't have any.
Mr.
Like,
hipster, no hat.
Yeah, I only have hipsters.
You don't want to dance with us? Come on.
Well, I'm the only one here without any.
Dance with the dads, Harmon. Get your dance pants
let
on.
Let me tell you, I don't have any dad jokes, but the one like most, the two most dad.
What did the bass player from Clap Your Hands say to doing a hipster joke.
To the grandpa from Mercury Rev.
I get so mistreated on this program.
Go ahead.
I think the two
Mercury Rev. I love that.
had to dig.
I think the two most dad things you can do. One, speaking of the waiter theme here,
yeah,
is when the waitress comes around and says like, "Hi, I'm MVP. I'll be your server today," and then you say back, "Hi, I'm Dave. I'll be your customer today." That's a very dad thing.
Okay.
And the other thing.
That's good. That's
fact,
good insight right there.
It. My father actually.
That is a good insight.
And the other thing, and this is the biggest, and you know, I live with Alex Geller, and he does this all. He dads all the time does this. He'll be like, "Hey, don't forget to do this." Like reminding you of the minuscule things, like, "Don't forget your keys," or "Don't forget to turn the lights out when you leave the house." Like, I'm an adult. Like, I get it. Especially when you're driving. When you're driving, that's the worst. Like, you know, you can turn right on red. It's like, "Dad, I've been driving for 10 years now. I got this. I can handle it."
Yep.
So no joke.
No jokes.
Those are just
very dad
things.
You know
what?
I think that's fair. I think you did your best.
Because as not a dad, like, these are things that people that are my age do, and you call them out for being a dad.
Player,
what have you got?
I like that, you know, MVP as our waiter today didn't do the thing that I can't stand, is when you're eating food, or even if you're still working on that.
Oh.
When did that become the thing? And God, every waiter says it.
You won't get that from me.
Still working on that? And that there's that patronizing tone to it. Like, are you still eating? Why is it you still working on that?
Right.
I'm still working.
Doesn't
here.
Feel like
you have to play ball with them for some reason. I don't know why you get sucked into that nonsense.
Yeah, I'm going into overtime.
Yeah. Makes me crazy.
Also, don't shame me for eating, you know? It's just like, come on.
Right. You're still working. Yeah, I guess you could really shame
still working on that.
You're still working on that.
You
still
working on it?
Yeah, it's all about the tone.
Right.
All right, I'll round it out with
one.
This one's not as good, admittedly, as last week.
Let's play it out.
Powerhouse. The powerhouse joke from last week was, Harmon, I'll ask you, is what do you call it when your butt makes a mistake?
I don't know. What do you call it?
Asphalt.
Jesus.
Jesus.
That's really good. That's really good.
That's actually pretty
Here's bad. Another one. What advice did Toucan Sam give to Tony the Tiger?
What advice did Toucan Sam give to Tony the Tiger?
Don't be such a flake.
Oh, my God.
Not as good. I mean, you know what? The winner there, though, was
Hank.
I don't know. There were two good ones there. I like both of those.
I got one more.
Oh. You want to save it for next week?
Yeah, I'm going to save it.
Save it.
I'm going to save it for next week.
These things don't grow on trees.
No.
Right.
It took me about an hour to come up with that, by the way. I think I came up with like two other ones, and I was like, nah, that
Bunny, what are you doing? We got Vin Scully coming out here.
Shut up.
Shush.
I'm thinking.
I'll work up some questions for the old man in a minute. I'm working on my dad joke. All right. Great
stuff.
Bunch
of olds.
Matt Money Smith, Handsome Hank, Matt Harmon, MVP, Ryan Bartlett, Kent Brown, Mad Gothard, the rest of the gang. I see
Mark Brady's back there, I think.
Nah, not as much Mark Brady. No, Mark Brady as well.
I see him back there.
Yeah.
Like I say, check it all out, NFL.com, YouTube, Facebook. You'll find Matt Money Smith all over the place, Matt Harmon. Not as much
Hank. Not so much
Hank.
Me.
No, but no. But so watch NFL.com/DDFP, and you'll get to see Handsome Money and me wearing our chef's hat. And what's that? The music ran out, MVP? We're getting run out. The restaurant is closed. They've turned the lights on now. They want us out. They want to go home. All right, we'll talk to you after week three, before week four, to get you ready for that. In the meantime, thanks so much, football fans. It's been a thin slice of heaven.